Coming up around 8:20, we're going to make that phone call to the lucky winner of the cruise. So be sure to not have your phone on silent. Don't have unknown blocked. Be sure to lock in our telephone number, 912-367-0028, because we could be calling you. After last week asking for a friend series, I figured why not? Let's just continue, because there are a lot of questions that we ask ourselves sometimes, or that we hear from other people who are not believers, that we are looking so much for the truth in. And today's theme is, why are so many Christians hypocrites? Well, we hear this one a lot, don't we? Sometimes I hear the old saying, well, I don't go to church because there's too many hypocrites there. Well, scripture focus today comes from two places, actually. Matthew 15:8. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And John 3:18. Let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. So let's just say it plainly. This is one of the most asked, most honest questions out there. And the truth is that some Christians are kind of hypocrites. Some talk the talk, don't walk the walk. It just is what it is. And some preach with grace, but don't extend it. Some post scripture, but don't live it. If they are living it, they're living it with bitterness in their heart. They're just posting to post. And that's hard to watch sometimes, especially when you're trying to figure this all out. You know, Jesus stuff is real. Is it real? Is it not? Do I need to go to church? Are there hypocrites at church? Well, here's something important to remember. Jesus called out to. In fact, some of his harshest words were directed at religious leaders who were all about appearances, but truly didn't live by the heart of God. He said, you clean the outside of the cup and the dish. He said, but inside you are full of greed and self-indulgence. That comes from Matthew 23:25. The problem isn't Christianity. The problem is that Christians are still human. We all mess up. Some fake it. Sometimes we fail. I had a moment of failure over the weekend. There just becomes a point where I had tolerated and heard so much that from a family member that I just lashed out because I couldn't take it anymore, and I felt very convicted about it later on. But others fail but don't know how to admit it. And I'll be the first to tell you, like, I'll admit just about anything. If I make a mistake at work, I'm the first one to say, oh, yeah, by the way, then you know that I've done it. And some are trying really hard, but haven't grown into love, grace, and humility that Jesus teaches. So don't miss this. There are thousands of faithful, genuine believers quietly living out the love of Christ every day. And they feed the hungry. They show up for the broken. They forgive when it's hard. And they love when it's even inconvenient. They're not perfect, but they are real. So yes, there are some hypocrites at churches, but hypocrisy of people does not cancel out the truth of Jesus. So if you've been hurt or disillusioned by someone who claimed to follow Christ, but you didn't reflect his love, then you're not alone, because God sees it and he wants you to know that your faith is meant to be anchored in him and not in imperfect people. As we go to you today in prayer, Lord, we've seen things in church and in Christians that didn't look quite like you. Help us not to judge. We want to be based on the failings of the others. Heal the parts of our hearts that were hurt by hypocrisy, and help us be someone who lives out what we say and what we believe with love, integrity, and grace. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.